I am taken by the idea of volition. Can one enter volition without judgment? Not quite sure the phrasing of the question or the understanding of volition in that question. I don't think of someone as entering volition. But, you know, volition in the sense that I understand it and that we use it in terms of Buddhist philosophy or Buddhist teachings, also it's kind of synonymous with intention. Volition or intention is sort of when there is any kind of action by body, speech, or mind, if there is intention underlying that or preceding that or informing that kind of action, if there's any kind of intention or volition, then that is what produces kamma. That's kamma producing activity, so that there will be a result. Actions that don't have any intention or volition don't have, you know, that kind of mental effect of karmic producing. So, like, I mean, the classic example is if I'm walking down a path and I step on an ant and I didn't know I did it, do I suffer the consequences of killing? No, you don't suffer the karmic consequences because there was no intention to kill, no volition involved. But if you see that ant and you think, oh, I don't like ants, and you stomp on it, then yes, you will experience the results of that because there was clear recognition and the intention to harm. So that's how volition enters in with karmic producing activity. And certainly, you know, I'm not sure exactly, without judgment, can one enter volition without judgment? There can be volitional activities or intentional activities that aren't like clearly conscious, so that, you know, we can kind of feel some sort of, you know, there might be a very like an underlying tendency, say, towards aversion, and you act on, you know, that there's some aversion in what you do, like in killing the ant or something, but you're not necessarily saying, oh, I hate ants, so I'm going to kill that ant. So you're not clearly thinking, but you're still acting with that unskillful mind state pushing you. And it's that unskillful mind state that's pushing you, then when you act on it, then, yeah, there is intention there. It's just that it's not necessarily conscious, you know, in the immediate moment. So there still is a result of that kind of activity. It won't necessarily be the same as if it's fully conscious volitional activity, but it will still be there at some level, at some extent. So I'm not quite sure if that answers the question. I hope we get somewhere around there.